UPR commentator Richard Ratliff.
Serendipity happens. I recently rented a house to a new renter and his family. We discovered we really liked each other, and our negotiations turned out to be very unconventional. We somehow began assuming each other's position, he looking out for me and I looking out for him. It seemed we couldn't do enough for each other, eventually coming to very agreeable terms. I have been wondering how this model would work in other parts of our economy. We've been hearing overtures regarding an increase in the legal minimum wage in the United States. There are traditional, long-standing arguments from both sides of the issue. Surely, you've heard the growing debate. The problem with these arguments is not who is right or wrong. There is logical and practical merit to both sides. The problem is that both sides are approaching the argument from a power-based perspective. There is a battle. One side wins, one loses. The relationship between the sides is acrimonious, unhealthy. From previous commentaries, we know that unhealthy relationships, fostered by power-based behavior and institutions, are harmful and expensive. So, what is the correct answer to the question about an increase in the minimum wage? The principles of relationship economics would suggest that it matters less whether the minimum wage is increased or not, or whether there even is a legally mandated minimum wage. The most important factor in overcoming poverty and improving quality of life is the quality of relationships at work, in the home, in society, and with the broader political economy. Employers and their workers have roles to play in this script. If played well, no law at all is required. The key to more income is to improve productivity. The key to improving productivity is to improve relationships. The key to improving relationships is to improve the competence, integrity, good faith, and responsibility of those involved in the relationships. The answer lies, then, in greater competence, integrity, good faith, and responsibility of both employers and employees, acting on behalf of each other's interests. One tenet of relationship economics says that healthy relationships are more efficient than independent exchanges or unhealthy relationships. That is, better relationships increase prosperity. Worse relationships hurt prosperity. The plight of the poor is better addressed by cultivating mutually beneficial relationships between poor workers and their employers, and I should add, everyone else, at home, at work, with government, and in general society. Specifically regarding a minimum wage, it seems that the problem could be solved by changing attitudes. Both sides prosper by assuring in good faith their mutual benefit, looking out after each other's welfare as well as their own. I wonder what would happen if they were to assume each other's position, the employer negotiating for the employee and the employee for the employer. Free markets operate by fair dealing and good faith. Some people argue that everyone must protect his own interests because no one else will. We can change that idea. Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff. Thanks for listening.